so glad to see you. Welcome back to day two, part one of The Harmony of the Gospels by The Chosen. Today we have day two, and the first part is Mary visits Elizabeth. In those days, Mary set out and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judah, where she entered Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped inside of her, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and your child will be blessed. How could this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For you see, when the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby leaped for joy inside of me." How awesome was that? "Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill what he has spoken to her." Mary's song of praise. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, because he has looked with favor on the humble condition of his servant. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed, because the Mighty One has done great things for me, and his name is holy. His mercy is from generation to generation on those who fear him. He has done a mighty deed with his arm. He has scattered the proud. Because of the thoughts of their hearts, he has toppled the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has satisfied the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering his mercy to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he spoke to our ancestors." And Mary stayed with her about 3 months. Then she returned to her home. Now we're going to read about the birth of John the Baptist. Now the time had come for Elizabeth to give birth, and she had a son. Then her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her this great mercy, and they rejoiced with her. When they came to circumcise the child on the eighth day, they were going to name him Zechariah after his father. But his mother responded, "No, he will be called John." Then they said to her, "None of your relatives has that name." So they motioned to his father to find out what he wanted him to be called. He asked for a writing tablet, and he wrote, "His name is John." And then they were all amazed. Immediately his mouth was open and his tongue set free, and he began to speak, praising God. Fear came over all those who lived around them, and all these things were being talked about throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard about him took it to heart, saying, "What then will this child become? For indeed the Lord's hand was with them." And now Zechariah has a song, the song of Zechariah. Then his father Zechariah was filled with the Spirit and prophesied, "Blessed is the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has visited and provided redemption for his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. Just as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets in ancient times, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of those who hate us. He has dealt mercifully with our ancestors and remembered his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant that we, having been rescued from the hand of our enemies, would serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness, in his presence all our days. And you, child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give his people knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins. Because of our God's merciful compassion, the dawn on high will visit us, to shine on those who live in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." The child grew up and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day of his public appearance in Israel. Okay, so many things in here. Mary went to go visit Elizabeth, and just how exciting that as soon as Elizabeth heard Mary's voice, that John the Baptist, he would be, leapt in her womb, and she felt that, and she was filled with the Holy Spirit. I mean, that must have been such a special, special moment. And then I love that, you know, it's almost like a musical, like everyone just breaks out in song when something amazing happens. And so first we have Mary's song of praise. And she just says, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, because he has looked with favor on the humble condition of his servant." She was a humble girl, and she realized that she was God's servant, and she was just so just in awe of that. And so she just broke out into song and immediately started praising him that he was, you know, had picked her and that he was going to be with her, and that she just knew that God had a great plan, and she was just very, very excited about that. I like this line too. He has satisfied the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. And that just reminds me that even though, I mean, I am not a wealthy person at all, you know, a lot of people in this world are not, but it's okay. God just fills us with greater gifts than money could ever buy, right? And he's just going to take the people who are poor and empty and just fill us up. And so that is a promise from him, which I just love. Now we're getting into the birth of John the Baptist, and all the relatives were like, his name should be Zechariah after his father. But Zechariah did what God said. He said his name will be John. So he was very obedient. And because he was obedient, then his tongue was loosened and then he could talk again. So that was really amazing. And then because he could speak, he had a song. And I love it because he said he has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, just as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophet in ancient times. The people in Jesus' day really knew the Old Testament. They knew all the prophecies, and he realized, wow, this is the one that they talked about, the one crying out in the wilderness who's going to prepare the way for Jesus. And he gets to be the father of this young man that's going to grow up to be John the Baptist and prepare the way for the Lord. So I just hope you think today that, you know, you never know what role you're going to be playing. And so it's just important to be faithful and just to be following God in good times and bad times. I mean, look how long they had to wait to have this baby John. I mean, a long time. People were whispering a lot when she was probably younger, why can't she have a baby? And then they got too old. They're like, well, they're too old to have a baby. And now all of a sudden they're having a baby. I mean, you just never know what God's plan is. But God is faithful and heard their cry and gave them not only a wonderful son, but the one who was going to prepare the way for the Messiah. I mean, what an honor that is. So you never know what God has up his sleeve for you. So I hope you've enjoyed this reading today of the Gospels, and come back tomorrow. We get into Jesus' birth. We'll see you then. You can get your own copy of A Blended Harmony of the Gospels by The Chosen simply by going to thechosengifts.com. There you can find all kinds of wonderful merchandise to help build your faith this year. Be sure to check out their devotionals and their Bible studies. Have a blessed day.